Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location, default route. I don't know if I'm happy. Or should I say, I'm happy. I don't know if I'm happy about this certain situation or whatever you want to call it. Yesterday, my sinuses acted up. Pressure, pain in my nostril, in my nasal, whatever, in here, like in here on the inside, like in here. And then from that, I started to get a headache. I didn't have any Sudafed. Sudafed, pain, and pressure and pain.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy vlogging.
Yeah. There's like Sudafed, pressure and pain. There's like Sudafed allergies. It's like Sudafed this, Sudafed that. So I'm thinking I need Sudafed pressure and pain. So I'm out of that. And I think I went to CVS and they wanted like $17 for it. And for some reason, I could have swore at Kmart I got it for like $8 or $9 or something. So I'm out of that. I'm going to go get some. So yesterday I took 2 Tylenol. It was bad. It started off, you know, rather moderate. And then as the day went on, it just got worse. To the point by the time I finished work, I ain't gonna say I barely finished work, but I was like, as soon as work was over, you know, I ate, shut it down. I was in bed at 9:30, you know, just to get you know, the pain, the headache. Tylenol seemed to work a little bit. But anyway, here's the situation. I'm not sure if I'm happy about this or not. When my sinuses started acting up yesterday, I checked the weather. Because usually, this always happens right before it rains. Right before it rains or something, this happens. And it used to be my allergies used to do it. Now I don't get so much allergies as I get this sinus pressure and pain. Allergies would be more watery eyes, runny nose, coughing. I had an allergy incident maybe like a month or so ago, but a couple, 3 weeks ago. And it was been so long since I really had an allergy breakout. You know, the word my throat even got sore. My throat got sore as hell. And you had that nasal drip or whatever you want to call it, and spitting and, you know, all that coughing up stuff. I consider that allergy. And I used to think that my sinus pain and pressure was the same thing, but it's two different things. Two totally different effects. And so now I like move over, Jesus. It's like, let me just see. People walk by you all close. Shit. Move over. Don't be walking by me all close. COVID protocol, damn it. Anyway, I should have saw that coming and moved. That's my bad. I figured they'd move. I gave them the benefit of the doubt that they would move. Anyway, that bugs me. One of my pet peeves. I don't know why, but I enjoy it. Everybody got to have a pet peeve. Everybody should have something to get off my lawn, you damn kids, about. And I'm glad I got one because I love being old. Because basically, let's face it, everything in my life, everything else in my life is bliss. And this is like the worst thing I got. This is like the worst thing I got, you know, right now. I mean, what can I say? As far as understanding goes, Jordan, I can't even say there's trials and tribulations. Is there? Well, not for me, but maybe for people around me, family and friends going through stuff that by mere proximity and the fact that their well-being, for whatever reason, is tied to my happiness or my overall worldview. You know, there's some things that I got my eye on, you know, my family that I think need to change, that I think need to be adjusted. But it may be on the peripheral. In fact, it's definitely on the peripheral as far as how I believe the interaction of quote unquote real family life is. Because these people be on top of each other. I mean, family people, they be close. I'm like, I don't think we need to be that close. I mean, and I'm not talking about physically. Just, you know, in each other's business. And it's not even that. In the way to say in each other's business sounds derogatory. And though that might be accurate, I don't want it to be derogatory because they're just involved with each other. The involvement and the entanglements and the, you know, dependencies. And I guess that's normal family life, which I may have gotten away from maybe decades ago. Definitely decades ago. When did I kind of get rid of? Probably when I got divorced. Probably when I got divorced. And, or when me and my ex split up. And then I cohabitated with an individual. we was going to get married. I had a fiance. And that kind of, but even that, there was no drama. There was, because there was no kids. There was no, I guess with kids, you got to be involved. You got to know, you know, when to pick them up, how to pick them up. Where we going to move them here, get this food. It takes a village. It takes a village to move a kid. Like granddaughter changed everything. Granddaughter just changed everything. Granddaughter changed the dynamic of everything. And you really need to have a team. And maybe, probably my daughter had something to do with the team she built, her support group that she went out and damn near recruited folks and almost obliged them. This is what you got to do. This is your role, you know, to alleviate some of the heavy lifting that she's responsible for, which is far beyond anything that anybody else has to do. I would say even her mother, even my ex, her mother, who may do the most time with it than anybody other than Kimberly, and maybe her, maybe the granddaughter's father, but I don't know. It's just a lot. It's just a lot. The day-to-day thing, it's a lot, because she does not stop. It does not stop. It just goes and goes and goes. But anyway, so you need a support group. You need that. And you have, you know, these interactions, dependencies, and support, and this and that. So it's not that you're in other people's business. You want to be aware of what they're doing to orchestrate, you know, the best plans or the best way to get things done. So you almost got to be involved to where you know each other and you know what's going on, you know. So it's not in their business, really. It's more of a, you know, working together, teamwork. It's more of a team thing, you know. So, and that, not sure why I went down. Oh, not sure why I went down that road. Because I was talking about my sinuses. I was just talking about my sinuses. Anyway, how did I get down there? So, oh yeah, my sinuses. So, and I started this whole thing off saying, I'm not sure if I'm happy about this or not. The fact that my sinuses acted up yesterday, usually it happens before it rains. I can feel a little bit of post-nasal happening right now. Some of that stuff, not a lot. And usually when it happens before it rains, when it's raining, I'm cool. It's always the day before or like a day and a half before. So when it actually is raining, I'm cool. Yesterday, the weather was bright, sunny, pretty much sunny, hot, 90 degrees. It was just hot, you know, when I'm hot. I don't know if it's muggy. I don't know if the humidity. But it was like one of those hot, sunny, you know, bright days. Woke up today, overcast. It was overcast 67. fact, I walked out the house, opened the door, it hit me. I turned around, went back in the house and put on my sweat top, put on my sauna suit jacket. That's how much of a drastic change it was. And my sinuses basically told me that. Yesterday, my sinuses said something's coming in. Now granted, I looked at the weather like I usually do when this happens to see what's coming up in the forecast. And it said partly cloudy was coming up. And I was like, I knew it. But I didn't know it was gonna be this partly cloudy. Now it's not gonna rain, but something definitely changed. You know, there's something changing. And I think it's the barometer or something. So, and I'm like, I'm not completely sure if I'm happy about knowing that. I am happy in a way that I figured it out. You know, the whole tactics or challenge or figuring it out and deducing and doing detective work and figure that out. I'm definitely excited and I'm proud of that. But, well, and maybe I should be happy because now that I know what it is, I could probably go to a doctor or do some research and definitely pin it. I mean, I knew it has something to do with the weather. There's no doubt about that. It has something to do with the weather. There's no doubt about it at all. There's no doubt about it. So, but now I got it kind of pinned down. I thought it was humidity. Now I think it might be barometer. But either way, now I can take this information, do Google searches, do my research, and then go to the doctor and tell the doctor, do you have any ideas, anything that can help me with this? Anything that's going on to get, you know, any ideas? Because I realized and I found out that you got to take something to the doctor with you. You got to bring something to the table when you go to the doctor. You can't go to the doctor empty-handed. You got to give them something. You got to give them something. Even if it's just something that's completely wrong, whatever wrong means, a misdiagnosis of yourself, give them something to bounce it off. To bounce off of them so you can say, no, that's not it. But what it could be or something, you got to give them something. You got to, I don't know, human beings, even with me, especially talking with my mother, she'll say something or make a point that I just, at the moment, it strikes me as just completely, you know, I can't understand the point. I don't even understand it. I don't get it, or it just doesn't appeal to me, or I'm almost triggered by it or whatever. And then later, in a lot of cases, from that reaction, I'll get to a understanding or a reasoning about the situation that, you know, that sets right with me. So you got to take something to the doctor, even if it's something made up. You just can't go there because they won't give you nothing. Well, at least maybe Optum. I like my doctors though. I think I do anyway. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, doctors, I don't think they got to be supermen or women, to be politically correct. I don't think they got to be supermen. But it seems like they all may work from a standard. It's like it's probably like a bell curve to where a good solid majority of them know the same, have the same information, and react from the same stuff. And they go from there. But anyway. So I'm feeling better today. I wonder, did I make a video yesterday? I'm not sure if I did. Because in the morning, it really wasn't bothering me that much. It was just a little bit. And as the day went on, it got worse. And I took Tylenol, it seemed to help, but it didn't. And it just makes me tired. Makes me feel heavy and tired. And but today it's gone. It's Friday. And I also don't know if I'm happy about it being Friday. Because today I woke up, Mr. Scale told me 219.2. Which is bad. No, it's the 219.2 is for Friday. It's not nothing to celebrate. But what I might be celebrating is the fact that this is coming off of 2 weeks in Ohio where my eating was pretty much unregulated. If it's anything to celebrate, I can say, well, I survived Ohio and I ain't 230. You know, I survived Ohio and I ain't 230 pounds. I can say that. So, if there's anything to be taken out of that, it's that. And if I go home and I don't want to speculate, even though I always do, if I get my usual 2.8 drop on this walk and I go back and I end up at 216 something, I'll be fairly happy. I'll be fairly happy, but leery, because I'm going into the weekend and that's going to be a 2 day off day. And you know, when I have days off, things tend to happen. And it's National French Fry Day today, and I feel bad for not having French fries. Then we got Nam potato, Nam frozen French fry in my place, which might be a good thing. I'll celebrate tomorrow. Maybe I'll go to Wingstop, pick up some of my faves, my favorite French fries, my favorite franchise French fry. Or, see, like the real celebration would be to actually get some potatoes and deep fry some. Because I love French fry. I've always loved French fry. In fact, we was at the one of the family gatherings parties that we had when I was back in Ohio. Yummy. One of the kids that grew up in our neighborhood with us, they always remember when I burnt the house down. Oh my God, they bring that up every time they see me. That was 50 something years ago, maybe 45 years ago, whatever. Every time they see me, she bring that. Remember what I tell you? Yeah, back when you was cooking French fries. They remember that. They remember that. I'm like, oh God. Because I do love me some French fries. I do love me some French fries. There's no doubt about it. So, that's that. And we have 2 days off. And if I could be moderate and not, you know, and I seem to be doing okay. Because I seem to be doing okay in the fact that I've been getting a lot more sleep. I'm getting more sleep. I'm trying to sleep more than I have been allocating myself. I usually try to give myself 8 hours, but now I've been going to bed, trying to give myself more than 8 hours. Maybe like 10, set myself up to 10. Even though I don't sleep the whole night, I'll wake up and do this and that, but I'll be down for a long amount of time. And that seems to benefit me. I think I feel better with the extra rest. Or the rest is catching up with me. My sinuses are clear today. You know, the rest from travel, rest from being away from home, finally settling in. And that could be something to celebrate. But If I get back today and I'm 216 something, and I, you know, tonight I'll probably act right. You know, I'm gonna eat something now, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm definitely gonna, you know, there's gonna be some consumption. But there's a good chance there won't be any sweets. Probably just have like a hamburger, a hot dog, and some AirPod popcorn or something like that. You know, but there's definitely gonna be some munching. You know, I gotta have my pacification or whatever you wanna call it. I gotta have my moment where I'm just chomping on something or eating something. I gotta have that. And so we'll watch, you know, see if I get. And I haven't been really able to get with anything on TV other than House of Dragons. And there's some good stuff out there. I think I started trying to watch Your Honor on Netflix. It just started off too dark. Nothing had even happened. 10, 15 minutes in. I mean, literally, nothing had happened. But you can tell. The way they setting it up, I'm like, I don't need this right now. I'm like, I don't want to, you know. I was like, like in A Handmaid's Tale. That thing started off to the point that where 15 minutes into that, I cut it off and never cut it back on again. I need to go back and revisit it just to see if it was as horrifying as I thought it was. And like I was watching Ozark was another one where I'm like, I'm not in the mood to sit here for X amount of seasons, episode after episode, worrying about if this family gonna get killed or not. I don't want to, even though you know they're not, even though you know that they're not, because I was in the show, it's still, you know, that anxiety, that tension of, you know, they're gonna get caught, this is that. Now, I went back to watching Billions. I had fell off of Billions. I watched it, I think the first three seasons, something like that. And I loved it, then I just fell off for whatever reason. And I went back, my cousin Debbie said, you know, Billions is good. I said, oh. So I looked it up. I thought it was on Max. It's not. It's actually on Paramount Plus, which I happen to subscribe to for whatever reason. I think because my mother likes it. And I think my mother uses my Max too. So that's $9.99 a month, which I have to pay because I got to see my House of Dragons. So, and I think I got MGM Plus too. I can probably kill MGM Plus. Now, I think I can kill MGM Plus. I'll fire it up today, look at it. Because see, now I realize you just get the subscription thing. You know, you pay for whatever you pay for and cancel it. And then when you need to watch it again, something come on there, you just start it back up again. It's that simple. You know, you don't have to, you know, it's not obligated. It's not a contract. You turn it on, turn it off anytime you want. Just a matter of scanning the QR code and logging in on your phone. So if you ain't using it, don't use it. Another thing, I'm looking at my YouTube Premium, my YouTube TV. I don't watch it. If it ain't football, I mean, I just don't watch it. I mean, see it in if news comes on or something like that, but I may have to look into that, getting rid of YouTube TV. Because I really just, I mean, there's stuff on there, but I don't like commercials, number one. So that means I don't like live TV. And I get enough from my Prime and Netflix and other stuff. The only reason I would need one of YouTube TV was for the news. I don't need YouTube Premium. I don't watch nothing on there. TNT or something. In fact, I'm going to cancel it. and see what happens. You can always fire it back up because football season coming up. And if I get the NFL package, which you got to have YouTube Premium to get the NFL package. You know, because some of the games come on. Then I get local TV. I have local TV, you know, with the antenna. And, but see, some games come on. No, I think they all come on. I don't know. I'm going to check. I'm going to get rid of YouTube Premium, YouTube TV. I don't need it. I put on CNN every now and then. You know. But if there's a way I can get CNN by itself at a cheaper rate, I might go with that. Because I don't need all this. I might go with it. Spectrum has a something, something. You pay like $20 for something. And you get basketball season, TNT. I don't need it. I'm going to look into getting rid of that. See what happens. See how long I last without YouTube Premium, YouTube TV. See how long I last without it. Anyway, one thing about, I guess, YouTube TV, I can watch stuff on my phone that's on TV anywhere. That's kind of nice if I ever need to do that. But I don't watch TV that much, so I might get rid of it. Anyway. Happy Friday, boys and girls. Feeling much better. My nasals have settled now that the weather has did its change, the barometer up, down, or whatever. I'm trying to figure out which way. I think it indications that when the barometer drops, I have my episodes. Because they say better weather, bright and sunny, shiny weather, is when the barometer goes up. And I'm usually triggered. When my sinus nasal pressure allergies are usually triggered when it goes from sunny to rainy or gloomy or gray, like it did today. So anyhow, that's that. What else is there?